All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. I sent out on the WhatsApp the sheets for this morning's Mesilas Yesharim as well. We're picking up on Daf Kuf Pei Aleph. The Atal. So remember again, speaking in the components, or Chelkei HaChasidus. So we're speaking about over here this concept of Chasidus. Bein Adam Lachavero, in our interpersonal lives. So we've spoken about the different ways in which this Midah of Chasidus manifests itself in different ways. He writes, Va'ata, Avi L'charayos Akola Dvarma Ela Min HaChacham Zichron L'Bracha. So let me bring examples of everything we've learned up until now. From the Gemara, Ava Pisha Dvarim Pshutim Ve'in Zvichim L'Chizuk Raya. Even though, again, on a technical level, everything we're discussing is pretty much straightforward, right? Doesn't really require any type of compelling form of proof or any type of compelling ideas. They're pretty straightforward and obvious. Meaning, I will say, what we've seen already many times is that the core and basic definition of Chasidus is a willingness to go above and beyond. A willingness to go above and beyond, ultimately, again, for the other. Whether that other is God, or whether that other is your fellow person, that's Chasidus. Chasidus means, again, even though I may not be obligated to do certain things, out of a sense of profound love, and a sense, ultimately, again, out of profound duty, commitment, connection, I want to go above and beyond. So he goes on, examples, actually quite beautiful. Perek B'nei Ha'ir, quotes over here, the Gemara Maseches Megillah that says as follows. Amru, we'll say these Gemaras, you have a number of them. We actually come across some of them in Brachos as well. And I've always found them to be exceptionally riveting. Shalu Talmidei was Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai's Talmidim, his students asked him, Bameh ha'erachta yomim. Ultimately, again, in what merit have you, or how have you merited longevity? Right? What is it, ultimately, again, that gave you the blessing of longevity? Supposed to listen to this. The answer to these questions are always interesting. Now, I both say, obviously, no one could actually ever know with certainty why it is that they merit longevity. What you're really asking about Zakkai is, out of all the things that you've done in your life, what do you think are the most important, right? What do you think could be the source of your longevity? So he goes on, he says, Miyamai, the answers are interesting. Miyamai, lo hishtanti b'soch arba amos shel tefila. I never urinated within dalet amos of where I davened. And we'll see, the after this thing, you'll see this. Okay, check, right? I can handle that. But you have to understand something. So first of all, again, in the days, obviously, before indoor plumbing, right? So going to the bathroom was wherever, you know, wherever. But the idea, if you remember, he's not talking about a shul. He's talking about if I ever davened somewhere, I was very careful never to relieve myself within dalet amos of that place where I had davened. Now both say, that's not the halacha, right? The halacha is that if you daven in a particular spot, you're traveling, you daven in a particular spot, that place is not endowed with any heightened level of holiness, right? So therefore, again, technically speaking, obviously, when one finishes davening, one could relieve themselves in that spot if they wanted to. Yet Rabbi Zakkai is saying is, I always felt that wherever I davened, that place was endowed with a certain heightened level of sanctity. And so because of that, I maintained the sanctity of that place even when I was no longer praying there. He goes on, V'lo kinesi shem l'chaveri. I never called my friend by a nickname. I never called my friend by a nickname. Even though, again, my friend didn't mind the nickname, I never took that liberty with another person's covet. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayom. And I will say, it's actually very interesting. I always made sure to make kiddush on wine. Never did I miss out on making kiddush on wine. So he tells a story. Ima zekena haisali. I remember when my mother was very old. Pam achas machra kipa sheberosha vehevia lekiddush hayom. One time she went ahead and she sold her headscarf. She sold her headscarf in order that I should, to be able to provide me with kiddush for Shabbos. Obviously, Rabbi Zakkai didn't ask his mother to do this. His mother saw how important, ultimately, again, making kiddush over wine was, and so she sacrificed. She went ahead and she sold off her headscarf in order to provide him with wine for kiddush. So says Zamchal something amazing. Harei lecha po min hachasidus. So I will say the truth is Rabbi Zera's, Rabbi Zakkai's statement, he's saying Zera, Rabbi Zakkai's statement is filled with chassidus on many different levels. He says on one hand, there is chassidus that manifests itself with an adherence to the details of mitzvos. Why? Ki kvar pater haya min hadin mehava'as yayin lekiddush. We'll say, remember, we all know that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush over wine. There's such a mitzvah. What happens if a person doesn't have wine? What happens? Right? You don't. Right? You can go out and you make kiddush over challah, you can make kiddush over bread. And again, if a person has nothing, a person has nothing. What are you supposed to do? Otherwise, you just make the recitation of kiddush. So he says something amazing. He says, Kevin shalo hayalo, aisha haisa tzvicha imo limkar kibba shebrosha. So we'll say, obviously, if Rabbi Zakkai's mother is selling off her headscarf in order to provide wine for kiddush, what does that tell you about the financial state of affairs for his family? They're obviously poor. Right, they're obviously poor. And it's selling off your headscarf, literally, again, it's like it's selling off your clothing. So there's no obligation to do this, right? There's no mitzvah to do this for the sake of wine for Kiddush. However, amnam mimidas chasidus haya osikin. So you could say, clearly Rabbi Zakkai liked wine a lot. But that's not what's happening over here. This is Rabbi Zakkai having an incredible desire to fulfill a mitzvah in a meaningful, beautiful, and impactful way. This is chassidus. The chassid says, I don't have to go to these lengths, ultimately, again, to have wine for Kiddush. I'm not obligated to push myself to these lengths, but I love my God, and I love the performance of the mitzvah, and I want to try to do the mitzvah to the best of my ability. He goes on. So here we see in this Gemara, so chassidus, as it plays out in Bein Adam LaMakom, in man's relationship with God. Next, and ultimately again, when it comes ultimately again to the covet, to the honor of my friend, he never went ahead and called his friend by a nickname. Right? So we'll say, so very important to Yisod as well. This concept of nicknames, actually we'll see a little bit later on in the Ramchal as well. So nicknames, remember, Rabbi Zakkai felt that calling someone by a nickname, by definition, is a pechisas hakavod. That a person has a name. That's their name. Especially, we'll say, remember again, we saw last week's daf, Minalan Dishma Garim, what am I, this week's daf, and last week, right? Minalan Dishma Garim, ultimately again, a name captures your essence, right? A name captures your essence. So this idea, ultimately, again, of substituting someone's real name for a nickname, even if the person doesn't mind, even if it's not a negative nickname, at the end of the day, Rabbi Zakkai said, that's not how you interact with people. That's not what you do. That's chassidus bin adam lachavero. Okay, the parashu atos hasham. Rav Huna, to say another example, Rav Huna gam kein kashar gemi, Al page kuf pebeis alavusho lefisha machar hemyano liknos liyayin the kiddushon. So also the Gemara tells another example of Rav Huna. Rav Huna went ahead and literally sold his belt. He sold his belt. As a result, he used gemi. Gemi is a reed. He would use a reed ultimately again to hold up his clothing. So again, you see another example of people going above and beyond, ultimately again, in order to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it means to be a chassid. A chassid means I know the expectations are only X, but ultimately again, I want to go above and beyond. Va'ot sham. Rav Osi, one more. Shalu tami de Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Well, at least begin this. Same discussion. The students ask Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Bameh ha'erach de yamim. Rabbi, how is it that you were privileged to have such longevity? Amar lahem, miyama. So Rav Osi, not actually, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up over here with Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua tomorrow in Meretz Hashem. Rav Osi, but again, what you begin to see, just all that Ramchal now is doing is just bringing examples to highlight the definition he made before, which is chassidus means going above and beyond. Well, so I'll just end, well, okay, we'll pick up Meretz Hashem with this tomorrow. Shkach.